cliffcentral.com.
And welcome to Belighted with Rami and Romeo on this beautiful Monday morning. It is a beautiful, beautiful Monday. Yo, Udineo has left the building officially. Well, at least I hope so. Because, yeah, that rain, come on, the washing, the laundry, everything is still wet as I'm talking to you now. I've run out of clothes. I don't have a tumble dryer tongue. I'm not that advanced. But anyway, I am here. Romeo's on his way. He's running late. You know how Romeo always has drama. Romeo loves drama and drama loves Romeo. He did say that he'll be on his way and we are expecting him. So that's cool. But right now it is Belighted with Rami. Just Rami. On Cliff Central. And yeah, why don't you get hold of us at Belighted Show on Instagram and Twitter, and Belighted with Ramon Romeo on Facebook. So find us there. And yeah, we're closing down the month of love. February is over, almost over, with one more day to go. We are finishing February. Now that means all our worries are finished because we are no longer going to be worried. January is gone. February is going. Now we get into your March, your April. That means everyone's finances are now bouncing back. We are no longer talking about broke statuses. And yeah, and Happy New Year thing is done. It's over and done with. And today in studio, yo, we are closing it down, killing it down. I have the most talkative people I've ever come across. You see, they're already laughing. I haven't introduced them. They're just like going, quack, 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 quack. And let me tell you about these two people. Now, I went downstairs to fetch them. So when I get outside, they come out of the car. First, they're wearing matching Timberlands. Are those Timberlands?
Yeah, yeah, Tims.
They're wearing Tims. They're wearing jeans. And the only same blazers. T-shirt, except the other one is black and the other one is white. Same blazers, same brooch, same caps, except one is red, one is purple. And another one here, her lipstick is matching her nails and
her cap.
Same color, purple, purple, purple. Can you believe it? So, ladies and gentlemen, in studio, I have the most craziest, loudest, talkative couple. They've been married for the past 2 years now. It is Vivi and Sape Swartz.
Yep.
Okay, Romeo would have done the drum roll. Romeo does this.
Good morning, Romy.
Hello. Hi. How's it?
Good. Thanks for having us firstly.
Yeah.
And good morning to your listeners. Dumalang.
Okay, I told you guys about Papa. They're so, so out of control. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm loving the outfit. I'm glad I'm wearing jeans. I'm like kind of dressed.
Yeah, I've met those jeans.
And with my black top with you guys. And I'm wearing Converse. You know. I don't do Tims, man. I'm too old to be wearing Tims.
Never too old. How twinning is winning. Always.
You know those things. Okay, guys. Whoa, where do we start? How can I start? Vivi. I thought you talked a lot until I started talking to
Sabi.
Actually, she talks more.
You talk a lot.
I am chatterbox sometimes.
Chatterbox.
You have to just go stop sometimes.
Okay, now, tell us a bit about yourselves. Okay, you guys have been married for almost 2 years. Or is it 2 years already?
No, almost 2 years.
When did you get married?
On the 19th of December, 2015.
So we're doing this whole festive season all in one thing.
We actually met in the 19th of December, right?
Yeah.
What? So we just got married in our anniversary.
Yeah. So you got married, you met on the 19th of December.
2008.
Where?
In a taxi.
This is very interesting. So you meet in a taxi. Yep. So clearly none of you were driving at the time.
No.
Okay.
We were broke as hell.
Okay, so you were two broke sisters.
Yes.
Who were like just sitting in a taxi, minding their own business. Can the story come through? Who's going to tell us?
No, I think if I say it.
Okay, so Sape, you're telling us
the story.
Okay, Sape's telling us the story. We're listening.
Because I get chatter boxes, so apparently I narrated better.
Okay, tell us.
So I'm on my way to taxi, and I'm like usual. I was a waitress by then, and I get into this Quantum. I was late, and how? First things first, I walk into that passage, and I see these eyes, brown eyes. Ish, kahopala Destiny's Child.
Wait, hold on, wait. Sape, how do you you are late. That's the first number.
Number one. Yes.
So you have to be getting into a taxi very quickly.
Of course.
And because it's a quantum and it's quite long, it has a whole passage.
Yes,
it's like a whole So you're walking down the passage in the quantum.
Brown eyes staring straight into my eyes. And I'm like, you feel me, sister. I see you. I see your soul. And
you are lying.
And seriously. Okay. And that passage was super long because you usually get one step, two step, and you're on the seat. But then I did. I tried to do that catwalk and that breeze and looking into my eyes.
Were you looking for the fan?
I was looking for the fan, even though I was in a ponytail. It was impossible. But then I was looking for that moment. Yeah. And I saw my vibe. Oh, my word, Rami. Joe, that was like love knocking in my door. That was, I had to open up my soul.
First step. Okay, then what happened?
And after
a problem, because
you say it. It was your problem.
So you were with another girlfriend.
The current girlfriend, Anna Goyd. And then, so I didn't get the whole thing until I was sitting next to this guy wearing Sports Studio 88 t-shirt. So next thing I see Vivi poking into that guy's shoulder and I'm sitting direct next to him. And Vivi's like, hey, my guy, I saw these cool sneakers. Can I have your number and I'll call you? And the guy, they exchange. And I'm like, okay, you see me sitting next to this guy.
And you're asking for his number.
But then I think I'm gone. My game is gone. Yeah. Everything is gone.
Yeah.
And then how? Vivi gets off. Immediately, side eye, I see her kissing the girl. And I'm like, ish, there we go. I'm done. I don't want to be that in a situation over there.
You don't want to do the quote.
No drama by there. I'm like, no, okay, it's fine. You taken. Cupid is not on my side. How? 10 minutes later, I'm still in a taxi. I was just about to get off. The guy receives a call. How?
Because I quickly ran to the office.
Oh, you didn't have a cell phone?
No.
Oh, you didn't have airtime?
No, I did have airtime.
Why did you not have airtime?
No, baby, listen. No, I had to rush because my girlfriend was there. I couldn't call that time. So I had to get off the taxi and ran to the office.
Okay, Vivi, wait. Okay, Vivi, wait. So now you get off the taxi with your girlffriend.
No. Girlfriend was getting off the next block.
You left your girlfriend in the taxi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then now, because you couldn't, then you had to run to the office.
Yes.
So that you can call the guy sitting next to her.
That is game.
And then
I was so attracted to that. I was like, okay, if you had to go through these lengths to get my number, I know that, you know what, you'll take a bullet for me.
Wait, any day. Okay, now, what did the guy say when you say to this guy? And the tall guy just walked in, guys. Here's Romeo.
Hi, Romeo. Yay.
Maromza. Vivi and Sape are telling us the most amazing story on how they met.
Is that amazing? People are going to hate me.
Okay. So now, Vivi, I want to know Hore now. You call this guy?
Yeah, I called that guy and I just said, no, I don't want any sneakers. Can you give the phone to the lady sitting next to you?
Yeah.
Game.
Guys, I've never been furious like that. I need a guy who's going to do that for me.
You see? And immediately after that, I'm like,
you're like, I game.
You won. You won. You're done. You have me. And then the guy's like, I tell Vivi over the phone, let me give this guy the numbers because I'm about to get off. And then Vivi's like, no.
Hey, we shall pack a stain at this guy. No.
Protect your territory.
Yeah. And then I'm like, 07, what? Quickly. Less than 60 seconds later, she was calling me.
Yeah. On my phone now.
And that was the beginning of everything.
Yeah. So that was the 19th of December.
19th of December on her mom's birthday.
2008.
Yes. Like 8 years ago.
Almost nine. Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
So, we never missed a day since that day. Never.
Immediately when I knocked off, we met Mamelodi, and we're like, you know what? She's like, let me give you a ride home because it's a long walk to home. And I'm like, okay, fine. And by then we can already feel the sparks. You know when your person
that hello on your head, you can just see it.
Yeah, where you go like, okay, so when did you see brown eyes?
Yeah.
What did you see? Tell me.
What did you see? She said she saw like just these brown eyes.
But listen,
give us
to be quite
vision.
Honest, my vision, remember, I just saw this beautiful woman coming in the taxi.
You're not even talking into the mic. You're just like looking at her.
I can't stop looking at her. Look at her. But look at her.
You guys arrived together.
Look at her. I can't.
The only time we separate
is when you go to work.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, can you come down?
What I like about your story is when one of you is not well, it's quick for you to see. And then also if one of you is upset, because you know what, there is so much that you can pick up from each other's eyes.
You learn your person. You know that, okay, if I get this eye, then I know that
okay, now let's hear your version.
My version, I saw this beautiful lady. She's still beautiful, baby. But I have to be honest, that day, I just thought, oh, this lady.
Now, what about the ladies?
I'm with the lady.
That's why I didn't think at all.
So I'm still with this one. I'm thinking, Ramo. I was a ladies.
Ladies. I've had my fair share of trouble. But then.
Oh, so when I play away.
I know, I was.
She never played me. She wouldn't.
Yeah. The way she's looking at you.
It's like, I know, you must set your priorities straight. You can't just make me stand there and wait for you while, when are you playing around?
What I like as well is that, you know, when someone is willing to give up their sordid ways, to give up, you know, their bad version of themselves, because through your eyes they see a better them.
I think
also part of that is to also help someone who is also, because sometimes I think the version of the story is we are always concerned about the person who's always good in the relationship.
Yes.
But what about the person who's actually sitting out there and saying, I really want to change, but I don't know how.
You have to be, but from my, but you see, I'm talking.
I told everyone already that you're the chatter.
At least the disclaimer was said before. But then the one thing that I love about this entire situation is that although she had her ways, I was always the number one. So she knew that, okay, I have to drop this. Whatever ex that I wasn't comfortable with, we had to just iron it out and be like, baby, I don't like this. And then she was like, okay, let's try and see how we can meet each other halfway. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was never a fact that I would say, you know what, change now or forever hold your peace. It was like, it was a thing
that
was
a work
in progress. But the great one thing that I love about Vivi is that she is just so selfless and she loves me so much, I can see. And even with the efforts that she made previously with the girlfriends and whatnot, she was like, you know what? I'm going to say it. Excuse my French, but, everything.
Like, F this.
You before hoes. So not that her previous girlfriends were hoes. But
I understand.
You understand that she put me first and I appreciate it. That's when I saw that, you know what, this woman really loves me as much.
I always say, before Rami comes in, I always say the heart knows where home is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, but if you just tuned in, we're talking to Vivi and Sape Swart. And they're just so loud. Me and Romeo, we don't even know what to say. Like, we're just like looking at them. And they look so stunning.
Yeah.
Okay, before we even get into the others, because I want to ask you about family and everything, can you explain the power of that cap, those caps that you guys are wearing?
This cap is actually...
It's a local brand of a guy from Mamelodi, and he makes exquisite clothing, exquisite caps, and it's 1312. So
1312 is the name of the brand.
My favorite DJ as well. Yeah.
Oh, he's also a DJ.
Okay.
So you just like did a. We just had an advert right there, Maron.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Shout out to
DJ.
He's gonna be so excited when he hears that.
So it's like Vivi loves it, and I started loving it as well. The clothes and the caps, and he's actually making feminine colors, which I'm loving. But then, anyway, 1312.
Okay, all right, now, okay, we know how you guys met in a taxi. In a quantum.
Like,
wasn't even a car. You even knew the number plate of the quantum.
You only knew
the quantum.
Thank you so much.
Shout out
to the guy who was wearing a
Studio 88.
The guy with the phone.
With the phone.
Why didn't you keep
that's
his
my best
number,
man,
though?
No, we still communicate.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Okay, I'm so loving it. We're talking to Vivian and Swart. Okay, now, Let's go to family. Because I know, like,
family is everything.
Family is everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then sometimes family can know how to also mess
yep.
it up.
We know, we know, like, very
yep.
well.
We
yeah.
know.
So,
what has been, okay, first, how many siblings? How many siblings? Where? Okay, both of you, okay. Mamelodi.
No.
No.
I
you
was
from?
Born and bred in Atrijilu, which is like in 45
minutes.
Yeah,
I know.
Ashma.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then when all the moms?
Yeah, Nagy moms.
Yes. Okay.
Kofulaka.
Moms in Atrijilu.
Yeah. Masao in Dawana Kabuyelo. That's you guys. Yeah. Okay, cool. So, okay. Okay, let's start with your family, Sapi.
Okay, I'm from the Maodi family and I'm the third last born, and I have a brother and a sister, and my dad and my mom are super supportive. So I come from a strong family, so I have to just let that continue. Mm. But yeah, I was raised in just, you know, the usual family. My sister, Kiana Iloren, she's the cheeky one. My brother is like a DJ, and it's kind of like everybody got their own thing going on. And but I'll come through to when I came out. But yeah that's just it.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Okay. See. And when are Vivi?
And I have five siblings, sister and twin brother.
Oh, four. Yeah, you're
four.
The other one. Yeah,
you've
got
four. I have a twin brother as well. And
oh, yes, you're a twin.
I'm twin, yeah.
Wow.
I can't let what they
want. I knew you were going to go there.
No.
So you're the clever twin.
Not my brother. She knows. Like, if I have my brother girls, I used to, like, a lot that time I was in the game. So, yeah. So I've been raised by my mother, and my mother and my dad are separated, okay. But they're also supportive.
Okay.
So, yeah, they've been there for us. With everything.
Everything.
Yeah, okay. But you know, in the beginning, they also have to come out as parents.
Mm.
So when we tell them, we have to offer them opportunity to come out. Because
yes.
They have to tell their
neighbors,
family. Get tamatomo, they get worried about.
Yes, because
people.
We always worry about other people.
Yeah, other people.
How
problem,
has that transition been? When did you come out? And when? Okay, when did you come out?
Nagi old croc on 97. I came out 97.
And how old were you then?
I was 12. It was 12.
And
straight from high school, no?
No.
Grade 8. No,
not grade 7 still.
Grade 8.
Okay.
12, I was
cool.
Grade 8.
Okay, so you came out when you were 12.
Yep.
And then your mom says?
My mom was fine about it up until I was 21.
Okay.
Then Oizi, but I have this new boyfriend. They don't understand.
Uh-huh.
I gotta follow up there.
Yeah.
There's two important things that I'm picking up. Would you agree that any parent knows? They just obviously maybe as when it happens, they kind of like they see it, but then not assume and jump to it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then number two, I think where I need your advice on this.
Mm.
So talk to me. I'm your listener.
Okay.
Number one, so the first one, the issue of parents knowing, and then when you come out, they're kind of like not shocked.
Yeah.
And number two, family dynamics are very complex, especially in our black culture.
Exactly.
What advice would you give? You know, because you said something I actually never thought of.
Mm.
You know, you come out and they need to come out.
Exactly.
How would you advise them now that you are the veterans? You know, you've experienced.
Veterans.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Vivi. Okay. You.
Now I think the only advice I can give to the people is just give your parents time. Time to at least they adjust and think about it and know. Because later now, if we come out, we have to, like, we know how to tell people and stuff. But the people doesn't actually matter. Because if you have your parents' support, you have everything.
Yeah.
So if your parents support you, you have everything. So if your parents come out, you have to offer them opportunity to come out.
Okay. Yeah, and
hold on to it. Okay.
And just to add on to that fact that when you come out, it's not that my parents, for example, in my family, they were never really, I never brought a boyfriend home. I never had that relationship where parents would be like, oh, Sape has a boyfriend, Sape has a girlfriend. It was always that thing that I was quiet and my friends always knew, but at home there were never any signs. But the fact that when I came out, I felt like my mom and my dad were expecting it. And they were like, okay, so you brought Vivi home. So Vivi, by then I introduced as Antoinette, the most famous name.
Yeah.
Because I was like, she's my friend.
Yeah.
And just to allow them that space to firstly accept that a lesbian is in the family, number one. Number two, they have to understand that, because my mom once asked me, so Vivi is your boyfriend or your man? Yeah. I'm like, no, Vivi is my girlfriend and she's my woman. And she's like, so there's who's the man in the relationship? The famous question.
Like,
there's no man in the relationship. And that's when you actually start to sensitize your parents. Mm. So that once they get to church, to the society and family members, once they get there, they can have that information to say, no, my child is not, there's no demonic or whatnot. They can explain it.
Demonic.
They don't want to praise out.
Hey, my aunt prayed for me. Yo, for months and months. Look at me now. I'm still the same.
I'd like to throw a spanner in the works. How would you advise families that are kind of like struggling, not accepting, and you find that you are on the crossroads? You know, it's like you have to choose between
your child.
You know, I mean, I'm saying for you, you have to choose between your family and your partner. How would you advise based on your experience? Obviously, you haven't experienced it, but if you had to kind of like take a swipe at it.
I'd say that my best advice to the person coming out and their parents is that have that communication with your parents. Sit down with them. Tell them, okay, mom, this is what lesbian is. This is what gay is. This is whoever that you are. Explain it to them so that they can also understand it. And once that phase is passed and your parents understand it, then they have to go and advocate for you to their friends and their families, because acceptance is such a huge issue in our community. And the best thing that I advised my parents was that, mom, leave whoever is going to, if your church is going to say your child has a problem, you know me, you know my soul. I was raised by you. You know who I am, and my sexuality does not change anything in me. My sexuality is just a person that I fall in love with. And all you have to do is accept me as a child, give me support so that I can go out there and have the confidence to just be myself around people. And have that love for your child and don't let it be altered by anything. And don't let it be altered by not even confusion, but I could say the lack of information. Us as people who come out have to educate our parents. We have to have that conversation before we can go out and say, hey, my mom knows I'm gay. Speak to your mom, speak to your dad, speak to your uncles and whatever. And especially when it came to the Lobola negotiations, we had them in a room and we're like, this is what it is, and we don't want you to go out there and spread something that it isn't. We educate you first so that you can go and be and, you know, help sensitize other people, help other parents to accept their kids. And, you know, support is a huge thing. We couldn't have been here, we couldn't have been this strong till this far without the support of our families and our friends.
Is that then okay? Then, but then that leads to what you do, because you work in that office.
Yes. So I work at the gays.
You work where?
With the gays.
You work with the gays. Yeah, okay,
somebody
guys,
wants
Sape is just completely hilarious. Okay, Sape, you work with an NGO called Out. LGBT Wellbeing.
Yes.
Out LGBT. Right.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a bit about that, because I know it's not just about gay, lesbian, it's also about bisexual, transgenders.
I work for Out LGBT Wellbeing. It is an organization which advocates for lesbians, gays, bisexuals and transgenders. And we also provide health services free of charge to the community. And we offer sensitization training. We offer psychosocial training. One thing that is our value is that we just want to ensure that we have empowered LGBTI people. We want to empower gays. We want to empower lesbians. We want to give you that emotional support and that psychological support to make sure that you're strong enough to deal with whatever hatred that comes through, whatever negativity that you face in the community. And we also want to make sure that your body's healthy, your sexual health is, your sexual life is healthy, if you can just put it that way. And the services, one thing that we just push to the forefront is that people, once they go into the mainstream health services, they get discriminated against.
Yeah.
So we started sensitizing from nurses, police, everybody who deals with the community,
yeah,
so that they know and they sensitize and they know that, you know what, if I'm not comfortable with being referred to, whether I'm lesbian or not, don't call me a he or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we make sure that we empower the individual, and we also provide information to people who work with lesbians, gays, bisexuals and transgenders, so that they'll be able to provide service without discrimination.
Ramster, I was actually waiting for you to ask the process of Lobol.
No, never. Because we're getting there. We're going to talk about the wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. The pictures are insane. It was so packed.
Yeah.
How many people did you have to cater for?
200 and...
No.
About more than five.
Never.
I don't know.
Because so tired that day. The people that we invited were like 200. But then with everybody wanting to celebrate the fact that, you know what, lesbians are getting married traditionally.
Traditionally.
That's when it was like a mini pride.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to get mini and the Lobola negotiations.
I wanted to find out the influence of Bruce Jenner. Especially, obviously, given the world, you know, focus
the hype,
that it got. How much influence did that play, especially, in South Africa?
Yeah. I could say that from working from out, I could see that more and more lesbians, transgenders are becoming empowered. It's not that before Bruce Jenner there weren't any transgenders.
There are many.
So now they had that power and that voice to say that, hey, Bruce Jenner is here. So if you can accept Bruce Jenner, then in South Africa we are here. Accept us as well. And
Caitlyn, darling.
Oh, sorry.
Caitlyn. Come back.
Caitlyn Jenner. It's that point that you guys have to put on me. Go on and on.
Caitlyn Jenner. Okay. So when Romeo asked about the Bruce Caitlyn Jenner story, another thing that I wanted to ask you, because as much as there's a whole lot of hard work and you guys invest in empowering, you know, empowering the actual individuals, empowering the society. Mm. But then sometimes it is not as easy as it thought it would be, you know, because now, remember there was this whole thing in 2015, 16, where there was just like a huge attack on lesbians.
On lesbians.
And they were getting killed, they were getting raped, they were getting mutilated and damaged and all of that. There was so much hate crime.
Mm-hmm.
And how did your organization, for instance,
are
you dealing with that? Because I remember even at the Feathers, they were showing a whole lot of workshops that they do throughout the year, because people just think the Feathers are the awards, but it's actually a proper organization with all of you guys. Yeah, it's a proper movement where they empower, where they help, where they, you know, they teach, they educate, you know.
Yes.
So how was that time, that whole...
And it was a very, very sad time, especially in the work that we do. And that's when we saw the need for the hate crimes program, which is the Love Not Hate program that we also, it's part of one of the things that we do. And with the hate crimes program, we ensured that we involve the police, we involve health services, everywhere where we encounter hate crimes. And the saddest thing was that community, the people of South Africa, are the actual people who we wanted them to hear this message. And it's so sad to be hated upon and discriminated upon for who you are. And that's the voice that we try to push out, that this is who we are. It's not something that, if you're afraid of something that you don't know, find out that information. And it was so sad that when our constituencies went through to police to find help, that's when they encountered the most hate crimes. So that's why we have to involve our police services. We have to involve government. We have to ensure that the voice is out there, and the protection of the LGBTI community is not something, it's not a privilege, it's a right. And that's one thing that we had to push forward. And with the help of our partner organization, that message is slowly but surely coming into light. And we've lost too many lives already, and it is unnecessary to lose more. All people have to do is find out information and learn more and sensitize themselves. Take it. It's your initiative to just, if you hate something or if you dislike something because you don't know anything about it, it's your responsibility to say, hey, you know what? I don't hate gays. I just want to know more so that I'll be able to protect people that in our families who are gay. It's sad, but it's the reality, and we have to push those boundaries, and we have to get people to understand that it's, we are humans after all. It's not that we're important or anything. All we just need is that right to be safe in our country, that right to access health services, is that right to walk hand in hand with my wife without you throwing any snide remarks or without you discriminating against us. This is our lives. We are human, and this is who we are. Yeah. Don't try to change us. Try to learn who we are, and then you'll get to understand us.
Your articulation is very on point.
It's experience from all of this talking.
And then, so obviously, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. And you can hate me to love me for this one. How far is the book of your life? Because I think the way you, it's like, I know, I have this feeling that you're kind of like forced to grow up too quickly. And given the responsibility that, you know, is on your shoulders, and, you know, chances are a lot of people are coming to you for advice, you know, they're trying to get out, come out, and so forth. So how far, or what is the plan to write your book? So it really is an account of your life, you know, how you kind of like educate, because you are so educational and you can't help it. So remember, you
work with this every day. It's just like flowing.
Sometimes but then the way Vivi's looking at her, like, tell them, girl, tell them.
Go, girl. Vivi.
That's why I get all of my confidence, because you get so demotivated when you get to work and you get so many negative situations that are happening. But then I'll just touch on that and the question. But then when you get home and you have such a loving partner and a supportive partner, then you know that you can go tomorrow with that positive energy and are able to tackle whatever situation. I'm not really involved in the work that's being done outside in outreach, but I know the background of it. And for me personally, when I look at my wife and myself,
you keep wanting to get too close to each other, like we come to those chairs together, more closer.
We need a couch that can just like a couch
as you can see.
Just Hello.
She was sitting, Vivi was sitting there. She was
I'm just going to move.
She said to be adjust the mic.
I have to say, coming in here, I'm like, what's going on?
You know what I mean?
Usually our guest is here.
Yeah, they were like, okay, fine, guys. We should have brought just a couch.
If only we could have just even shared a mic. That's the thing. But then with our life story, and we both come from families that we really had to take on that leader role and grow up too quickly. So we're already used to that. And coming out, you develop this strength, and especially when you're empowered by your parents and the support, you develop the strength to just say, you know what, whoever's going through this, at least I've gone through it, and I can say I've gone through it and I've got a positive result at the end. So whichever way it goes, just know that it's not the end, and there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And we will continue to provide that support. And especially when it comes to relationship advice, we're not saying we're experts when it comes to that. But one thing is that with the challenges that we experience in all of our spheres, at school, at work, family, whatever that you encounter, we just say that we've been through that, and there's the light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep positive, keep an optimistic mindset.
But then get what? Get this. You know, Romeo is actually talking about the actual book
where you guys are writing. Pressure.
But we do have a story.
We're thinking
to
about it.
Okay, the thing. Don't worry. I'll hook you up with Taviso.
Is it? Taviso, let's tell you. Let's cut the slice of cake.
You guys are. Okay, now let's jump to the 2015.
Lobola.
Okay. Yes, what? We're doing the lobola. The traditional wedding. Okay, wait.
Pizza.
Okay.
Momazona. It's not your show. Say for you.
Are you singing for? Vivi, I don't know. Okay. Then, when did. Who said let's get married first? When was the proposal? Or were you like just bored, stretching, and going like, Ariana, once. What happened?
Especially said,
I'm craving marriage.
You are lying. Yeah. Is that what you said?
No.
Okay, tell us the real story then.
So we actually said, we talked about it, and we just thought that this is the time. Let's just get married. But we had challenges because we had to tell our parents.
Tell us.
Let that go. But she tells the stories better. Because now I'm a ghetto child. No one will understand what I say. Bolela, baby wa ga.
Baby wa hai.
Go on, baby.
Baby wa vaivi di tware.
Tell
on
them.
On
tell
behalf
them.
Of my baby.
Yeah. Tell them. sorry, guys.
On behalf of my baby, it was a decision that because when we met, I think 3 months into the relationship, Vibe said, I know what I want and I want you. And we're like, okay, so promise ring me hair, you know what? And she bought me a promise ring and she said that, you know what, right now we do not have the resources to do whatever that we want to do, but I promise you one day it's going to happen. So in 2014, 15, we started discussing it because, you know, when you start purchasing things and then it starts becoming in one name and then the other. And we're like, you know what? I see a future with you. You see a future with me.
Yeah.
Are we in or are we out? Mm-hmm. And I remember we were traveling somewhere and then we were sitting in the hotel room drinking wine. And we're like, no, baby, I don't know what other step we can take. But we were so scared because my family was not going to let me go out without lobola or anything.
Yeah, the dad even told me. Yeah,
because I was living with her by then. Yeah. And
the back room, no?
Yeah, it was in the back room. And
you guys.
Single bed, double bed,
queen bed, like stage
levels.
I'm a labels. And once we took that decision, we're like, you know what? When we get back home, the first things first, we're going to speak to our parents, our families.
Family meeting.
And then the family meeting started. But funny thing, they expected it because they weren't like, oh, two girls getting married. That has never happened. They were like, hey, yeah, enough.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wow,
you know what?
So cool,
and they were like, okay, so since well is two girls, how does it? And we were like, you know what? We'll meet traditional expectations as far as we can, but we will not compromise our relationship and both of our feelings for whatever that we have to do right now, because getting married is us joining and being this united, this union. But then we're not going to say, hey, if you guys feel like buying booty for my family and buying booty for her family is going to make this go on and it's going to concretize it, then we had to agree with it. We were like, no, let's negotiate. Mm-hmm. If this is right and we feel like this is wrong for us, then we will not do it. We're not going to do anything that we're uncomfortable with. Yeah. And they met us halfway, whatever that we say, because with my family, Vivi came out in the 90s.
Old crock.
Yeah. And then they already had this. They never expected lobola because they could see that Vivi's dating women. But then we had to take it to another step because my family expected lobola. So Vivi and I negotiated. We were not through rock, paper, scissors, but then we sat down. And we're like, okay, baby, so how do we work this out? Because my family saying this and your family saying that. What are you comfortable with and what am I comfortable with? And we decided that, you know what? Whatever this is, because we had joined our finances a long time ago. And we're like, we're going to push this forward with our own finances. So the decision was that whatever is going to push it forward to a step that we will both be accepted on both sides, that this is a union. And the decision was that we're going to contribute to lobola at home, and then we're going to buy an animal to slaughter to do the rituals. And it worked out perfectly. We were praying about it because I didn't know a place where I could refer to and say, hey, Chomi, how was your lobola? We were like, you know what, this is unprecedented, so let's just push it forward and do whatever that we're comfortable with. The one thing that I have to stress, do not compromise yourself. Do not compromise your relationship. If your partner is not, negotiate, talk about it, discuss it, speak to your uncles. They will understand that if this is the way that we want it to happen and this is what you need to concretize it, then let's move forward while we have an understanding. And it worked out well.
This is a chapter in the book. Remember, when you talk to people, you can either say, okay, we got married. We started dating. Fast forward, we got married.
Married.
But you've got such, you know, full in-depth detail of what, you know, to expect.
Yes.
So again, the concept of the book is coming back.
Yeah, no pressure. Definitely, yeah. It definitely has
pressure.
Yeah. And you know what? By the way, when I did the Facebook, the social media update to say that you guys are coming on the show,
yeah,
that update was the most shared show.
Was it?
Had.
Oh,
like usually it's like, Remster is right, because usually we get a lot of feedback after.
Yeah.
Because then the people have listened to the podcast and then.
Yeah. Mm.
But yours, I mean, I saw we're sitting about 2008.
Yeah, it was just like,
it's awesome.
It is just like amazing, because I think this is something that it is important in our society. People need to hear this. People need to say to accept that this is something that works. We are talking about human beings, like as you said. For me, one of my biggest dreams for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, for that community is that I want us to get to a stage where none of us have to say hello. I'm Rami.
To explain ourselves.
I'm lesbian. Because you know, because I don't see nobody walks into a room or whatever. And starts saying, hi, Rami, I'm straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then why is that expected?
Why are they labeling us? Yeah.
Once we get to that point where we don't even have to like a non-entity or then I would know that we have won.
Yeah.
And for me, that is a dream. Because
and what I like as well, to add to what Rami is saying, is the fact that, to your point, you know, if you don't understand something, learn.
Exactly.
And I think people are kind of like starting to be open-minded. Yeah, in fact, South Africans are starting to be open-minded. Don't dismiss something you know nothing about.
Thank you, Find it.
So I think I was actually quite very impressed that, you know, usually people will listen to the podcast, but it's good. Hey, and people are just going, the comments are just wow.
Yeah.
People are just saying wow.
It's been so overwhelming. I'm so happy. Because I actually think this is actually a very important issue to talk about. And I think they also just for okay, now let's talk to the about the wedding. Maromza, vai vai in asaka, like she was this
way. What did you see?
She was like,
I was like dancing for my wife. Why was I have to dance for my wife?
There you are, reliving it again.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. And then you were like just blushing and going down with her. And I was like, look at these girls. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
She was crying, eh?
She cried a lot.
Like even now when you're saying that people are actually responding well and positive, I'm like, I got tears of like tissues.
Because we really need that. Okay, so now tell us, I know we've got like 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Already?
I know, time flies. Time flies when you're here. Ask Maromza. Maromza will be like, he'll be kicking the guests out. And they'll be like, no. We just like, hey.
Last story.
There's no last story. We are done. Yeah. You know, but before we get into that, Vivi, what are your wishes, especially what are you looking for? What are you hoping for when it comes to our society, when it comes to our church background, for instance, the religious organization, when it comes to the lesbian, gay,
Now when it comes to the society, now for me, I come from moms. There's no such as rapes and what. People there are pushing to be better people.
Yeah.
But for other kasis and what, it's bad. It's bad. Just as she said, Hore, we're just praying that people can learn more. If people learn, obviously things are going to change. So it's not going to be that difficult if you know what is a lesbian, what is gay and stuff. So people must learn more.
Yeah.
That's all. If you don't know about something, just ask about it. Ask us. You know, you can't just throw funny remarks when you see us. Come to me and ask me.
Mm. And I think I think, you know what, this experience also opens up the, you know, the idea that you know, don't be consumed by your own community and your own little world.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
you think
yes.
that's all there all is. There. You know, open yourself up to new other possibilities.
Mm. Exactly. Go out there.
Which out there.
The main big word being out.
Yes.
It is. Everything has to be out.
Yes.
Come out.
Out. Come out. Come
yeah,
out.
Find out.
Yeah, but the lesbians have to be very careful when they come out. Because if you are still living under your parents' paycheck, I think you have to take your time.
Okay.
It just because, have to take your time.
Those are the challenges.
In case they throw you out of the house or something. So I think you just have to be independent first, then you can come out. That's what I think.
Okay, now my other question. Okay, I know this is supposed to be like just talking about love stories and everything, but then I think it has turned out into a very educative thing as well. But now, I know that we've got the organizations, you know, but then with what Vivi just said, Hore, sometimes you can be kicked out of your house. Do we have any forms of shelter? Do we have, or is that still in the works? Is that something that you're trying out? And if you've got organizations all over, how many are there? Are all the provinces covered? You know, because I think some communities are probably ignorant. Because there is no one there per se to say we are here to educate you. They're just like living there and then like, oh, wana ka chweni is the demon. Kind of a thing, you know.
So
what is the plans? Do we have shelters? And then do we have any plans to have more offices? You know, this is something I was also talking to Tammy about, but I think, you know.
I think that right now that's the biggest challenge, that we got the buy-in from government, we got the buy-in from, and everybody's willing to learn. But the problem is, where does that poor child who's just come out and has been kicked out by a very conservative family, where do they go? Even when you come through to out, we struggle to find shelters.
Funding.
Because funding for shelters, it's not long term. It's always something that they do for about a year, and then after that funding runs out.
Yeah.
And then where do those people go to? So even now it's still a challenge. We get emails, people saying that, hey, I've been kicked out, I do not have a job, I have these challenges. And wherever that we can refer them, because most of the shelters can only take in women, children, and once you point out the word gay, they're like, no, we do not have any such thing. So we really, really try to accommodate those that we can, but it is a need in South Africa to have that safe home, that safe space, that safe haven for people who have been rejected. And in the meantime, while your family is coming out, where do you go? What happens in that gap? So I would still say that is a huge need, and we need people to assist in that department. And and then the one thing that I wanted to just touch on back is that one thing that we need from communities is not tolerance, but acceptance. Tolerance, tomorrow you can turn back and say, you know what, I'm done tolerating you and your gayness and your lesbianness.
Yeah.
And once you accept a situation or a person, then you know that you're accepting them as a human being. That's all that we ask for.
Yeah. I feel like we need to give you more time to share your wish list. You know, because I mean, the good thing about a podcast is you can actually send a link to sponsors. You can send a link to anybody that you feel needs. So if we had to say, here is a platform, what is your wish list to really reach out a wider audience and, you know, empower? You
mean, obviously, Romeo, you mean like immediately or so?
Immediately, like now, right? Because now. I mean, I think you are raising a very important point in terms of somebody just came out yesterday. They have no clue what to do next. So what is that wish list, you know, to say, you know, you talk about sponsors, which is obviously one of them.
Yeah, sponsorship is one of the big things, but sponsorship in relation to shelters, sponsorship in relation to people who are willing to invest in the sensitization of healthcare providers, because government can only do so much. We had to take that baton and run with it, but then we can only run so much with the resources that we have. So we need that. And I could say the third thing that we've noticed that is coming out is we need sponsorship to support families, to support parents who are coming out. We need those resources to say, hey, please come to this place with your child. We'll bring a psychologist. We'll sit down. We will have a conversation. It will be ongoing until you reach a step where you can say, I will proudly hold hands with my gay child in community. And I think that another thing is that we need more awareness, but that doesn't need funding. It just needs spaces where we allow to talk about issues such as these. We need to spread that, you know, being gay is not only a sexual thing. We fall in love, we have feelings. We have families, and we have a background that everybody else has. It's just that people neglect it because you're gay or you're lesbian. We need to tell people that this is not different. This is not an African. This is something that has been existing for a long time, but now it is only now that we can express ourselves and come out. And we need sponsorship to keep organizations that help and work on issues like these. But then that's an ongoing thing. And for long term, we need more sustainability when it comes to those organizations.
No pressure, but I see a second book coming. So the first book is about your lives. And the second book is really about, you know, I see it. Title, Coming Out.
Coming Out.
That's the title of the book. But because
that's such a cheesy...
That's cheesy.
It is. That's cheesy, Maramza.
But the second book, is really empowerment.
Empowerment.
You know, especially, you know, a nice little booklet to say, okay, this is where I am. How do I navigate through this? And especially if you can get a 12-year-old who can read, and then they are still under their parents' roof, but they can read.
If Vivi came out when she was 12, that is also there's someone sitting there somewhere pressured, not knowing what to do, how to think, you know, and all of that. Okay, now you talked about family. We've got plans. We've got what is your plan with families, guys? Let's talk about that. You've been married for 2 years. Yes. But I think you're just gonna be sick and tired of just being the two of you in the house for the next year
with
or
the
so.
Way we talk.
Not really, not now.
No. But you're saying what I'm saying. I said not now.
Yeah.
But then what? Plans and
we do have plans. We were broke for a very long time.
Yes.
So now we're just enjoying our money
and traveling
a lot. And we have bigger plans. And still, we're still building that money. So there's a lot of things we still want, like a house, a bigger house.
We want kids.
Twins.
Like, do you want to just do it once and that's it?
And I wish that the resources would be there. I want twins. And then the thing is, people always think that I'm going to carry the child. But if the Lord does not allow me or there's circumstances that do not allow me,
to
then
carry.
She's going to carry.
Yeah. I'm gonna carry.
Either one of you will carry.
A child will be...
Soon. In a blow, we can see them. Those little the little Tims.
Oh my God, the little Tims.
You feel ass. Why you get it?
I've got a twin. I'll think about it. We'll talk about that. We have to talk about that.
Rock, paper, scissors.
So this is a belated moment where now you discover that the other one wants twins.
The other is like, what do you mean? Kid?
No.
So now we've got kids and kid. Guys, that's the stuff that you're going to take home and then you'll let us know.
But we have nephews
little baby that I saw.
Oh, that's my twin brother's kid.
Oh, that's your brother's kid. Yeah.
And the funniest thing is that we call her Marakadi. We never see a Marakadi because it's always a Rakadi and Rangwan or something. But then we gave her a special title.
Marakadi. So you're all of them.
all of them. And we have two nieces that we sort of raising. Both of our sister's kids. Her sister is still alive and my sister passed away. So we have taken full responsibilities for those children. And we also, one thing that I like about them is that they are so, you know, free about it.
Yeah.
Even at school, they are the ones who shelter the lesbian. Like, you know, Asapa, I think one child in my school is lesbian. And I protect her from being bullied. And I'm like, that's awesome. You know what?
Mommy A and B.
Mommy A and B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I call you wife one,
wife two.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, wife one, wife two. It's so difficult to just like say guys, you won't believe it. It's over. We've run out of time.
Oh no.
We've run out of time.
Yeah.
And before we even say a lot of things, Maramza.
Yeah.
I know you're always like throwing in those like qua qua lines, you know. I don't know if you've got a line, if you're still thinking about it.
You've got a line.
Okay. So are you gonna go right now?
Your responsibility is to write two books. So you need to articulate and think about how you're gonna do that. And Tabiso, Rami will hook you up with Tabiso. Will help you to kind of like conceptualize the book. But then you have to come up with the content. So two books. The first one is your lives, because I think your lives are very interesting.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are interested in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly is really to help a 12-year-old, you know, who just come out to say what resources and, you know, ways, where to go and so forth.
Yeah.
And I think it should be easier for you to guys to get a sponsor. And trust me, you don't need a lot of money to get your first 200-300 copies printed and obviously replicate.
Oh, guys.
Okay. So, in closing?
Wait, can I say my closing?
Close, who not let this thing? Who not let this thing? I hate the phrase. But Mosadi Tora Tipa Gabahal. Oh my God. Let's look how I'm in our noise. Hey, no.
Out of order.
Okay, so, no, Maraganet. What look how I'm in our noise?
You're not recognized.
Come to. Mona.
We are not covered.
No. Come to lesbians. There are other types of telling you. You don't even have to buy that knife.
No ways.
No. I hate that phrase.
That's what I was telling you. You're such a comedian. Okay, in closing,
In closing, for me, I would like to say to all of the lesbian couples, all of the gay couples, transgender, bisexual, be who you are. Mm. Be unapologetic about who you are and always push for positivity and be optimistic. Whatever challenges that you're going through now, it's not the end.
Mm.
It's not the end. You're going to continue and the light is at the end of the tunnel. Follow it.
Yep.
Follow your heart and be true to yourself and have the confidence to teach whoever that doesn't know who you are. The person that you are.
Well, me in closing, in the last 30 seconds, I would like to say you guys have absolutely been such a breath of fresh air. You are such light. We learned so much from you. And it was good to see that, you know, even on social media, everyone has just been talking about how much of a positive influence you've been in their lives, how good friends you two are, how you love each other. And I think they look at you and they just see a whole lot of love. And I just hope for you and wish for you that that love just grows and grows, gets big and big until you get the twins or the one kid, whatever it's going to be. And, you know, just keep let love shine and let love shining. And then when I support all the work that you're doing, man, I hope, like Romeo said, all those things are just going to work out and we hope for the best. And keep shining and keep being the light that you are.
Yeah. Thank
all right.
Thank you, thank you for having us.
And happy 2 years in advance. I know it's still in December, we'll come to the party.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll talk to you next week. Yeah. We'll see you next week. And we've got a special interview for you next week.
Huh?
Tune in and you just wait to see what we have in store. That has been in Belighted. Maromza, I love you, black as you are. Good to see you, my friend. You are light, even in that darkness. That's Belighted from us. Bye.
CliffCentral.com.